The Story of Mert and Marv. Mert received quite a shock when we last saw her. She had gone to a restaurant with Marge and Jack Arnold. She wanted Jack's advice on a note she had received from Spike Duffy offering her a job in a gambling casino he had planned to open in Florida. As they were talking about the note, Billy DeVere and Mrs. Ray Hunt came in and sat down in the next booth. Billy immediately proceeded to tell Mrs. Hunt that Mert was trying to take Ray's affections away from her and break up her home. In a moment, we'll join our two chorus girl heroines to see what happens in today's episode of The Story of Mert and Marv. It's a pleasant morning, the day after Mert and Marge overheard Billy's conversation with Mrs. Hunt. The girls are on their way to the theater for another rehearsal of Marge's new solo assignment. Marge is talking.
Myrtle, what are you going to do about Billy and all those dreadful things we heard her tell Mrs. Hunt yesterday?
Nothing.
Nothing? Well, Myrtle, I could have scratched her eyes out. Can't you go to Mr. Hayfield and have her put out of the show?
I'm going to stay away from Mr. Hayfield. If he's pestered about every scrape I get into, he'll probably be in favor of letting me go. He'll figure I'm a nuisance.
Well, I wish there was some way of shutting Billy up. Can't you sue her for defaming your character or something?
What's the difference, honey? I'm not seeing Ray Hunt. I don't even talk to him unless I have to. Someday Mrs. Hunt will learn the truth about the whole affair.
Well, I think Billy is the one who's stirring up all this trouble. Mr. Hunt's been quite nice lately. More like the man you once loved. Oh, I'm sorry, Myrtle, I didn't...
Oh, I'm not feeling badly, Margie. You know, once I would have trusted that man with my very life. I thought he was, just everything a woman would like to have in her husband. But I found him out. And now I'm so suspicious of him, I'm afraid of what he might try on you.
Well, Myrtle, do you mean...
Oh, nothing, dear. Guess I'm spiteful. He can do a lot for you. Be nice to him, of course, but be careful. He's not to be trusted.
Oh, gee, look at that clock up there.
Oh, yeah. We better hurry a little. We better not be late for rehearsal. Our friend Mr. Hunt isn't in a very good mood toward me these days. He'd love to have an opportunity to prove to Hayfield that I'm unreliable.
Well, why'd he call us again this morning? Seems to me that if the girls can't do the numbers now, they never will.
Well, I may be responsible, honey, on account of all the dissension. And, of course, you have to rehearse the butterfly solo again. I have to break in that new girl for the chick-chick lineup. Oh, gee, it seems good to get back to the old routine.
Oh, well, we won't have to worry anymore, Myrtle. We're through with all those gangsters.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't answer Spike Duffy's note or call him. You're captain of the chick-chicks again, and I'm to understudy Vivian for the solo dance and the butterfly number.
Oh, that's the biggest happiness I have now, Margie, watching your success. Makes me happy to see you happy, dear.
Mr. Arnold says we might celebrate tonight.
Oh, you and your celebration. Well, here we are at the old stage door. Oh, Pat.
Morning, Pat. Any mail?
Oh, good morning, girls. No, the mail hasn't come yet. Oh, Miss Minton, Mr. Hunt wants to see you in his office right away.
Wants to see me? Will you come with me, Myrtle?
No, you better go alone, dear. I'll go on down to the dressing room. Watch your step, Margie.
Oh, I will. Don't worry.
Come in.
Morning, Mr. Hunt. Do you want to see me?
Oh, yes, I do, Margie. Won't you sit down?
Thank you.
Well, Margie, do you think you can take over Vivian's dance tonight?
But I...
No buts, young lady. Well, I've convinced Mr. Hayfield that my judgment is right. I understand your sympathy for Vivian, but after all, it's Margie Minter that you want to look out for. I'm going to look after you, too. I have great plans for you, my dear.
Well, Mr. Hunt, when you put it that way, there's nothing I can say.
Well, good. Then let's drink a toast to your success. Here, I have a bottle of very fine
old...
Oh,
no. No, thank you, Mr. Hunt. I don't drink. I guess I'll go down and get ready to...
Well, Margie, you aren't afraid of me, are you?
Oh, no.
You see, my dear, if I'm going to help you in your climb to success, we must get better acquainted. We must understand each other. Myrtle hasn't put any ideas into your head, has she?
Oh, no.
That was a very unfortunate misunderstanding Merton and I had. She'll realize it someday. It made me very unhappy. But now I'm happy to have an opportunity to do something for you.
Well, thank you, Mr. Hunt.
Yes, you know, little girl, this is really an opportunity for you. I can build you up. Why, my dear, if you just follow my directions, your name will be in lights. You'll be Broadway's brightest star.
Oh, I don't think I'll ever be that good, Mr. Hunt.
Why, of course you will. I can see those lights blazing over Hayfield Theater right now. Oh, Margie, if we can't drink a toast and maybe a little kiss as a token. Oh, come in.
Good morning, Mr. Hunt.
Oh, good morning, Billy. Well, Miss Minter, I'll watch your rehearsal very closely today. Now, you must get over that nervousness. It's very apparent. I'll see you later.
Yes, Mr. Hunt. Thank you.
What do you want, Billy? I'm busy.
Just a minute, Mr. Ray Hunt. You've made me some promises that I've been dreaming about. And when do those dreams come true?
Billy, you know I've tried. I've done everything that I can possibly do.
Yeah, well, I've not only tried, but I've done everything you asked me to do. I got acquainted with your wife, and I've made her believe that Spear caused all the trouble between you and her. I've had a hard time convincing her. She knows you too well, I guess.
Well, Billy, I gave Spear a notice. I made you captain of the Chick Chicks.
How long did it last?
Well, Hayfield overruled me. I can't help that.
Yeah, and what would Hayfield say if I told him all the dirt I know?
What?
That you were trying to force Spear out of the show because she turned you down. What would your wife say if I told her the real story? And that now you're playing the kid Margie.
Now, listen, Billy, be reasonable.
I'll be reasonable. At a price.
Billy, you can't blackmail me.
Blackmail? You can call it what you like, Mr. Hunt. I'm looking out for Billy DeVere. I'm going to get what I want, and you're going to pay me. If it has to come out of your hide.
Well, I'll... Hello. Oh, hello, dear. Why, I'm just getting ready to start rehearsal. No, no, I should say not. Oh, but my dear Catherine, you shouldn't get so worked up over that. I'm all through with that. Now, don't you worry your little head up. But, my dear Catherine, you know none of them hold a candle to my own dear little wife. Well, they're just showgirls I have to associate with. Yes, yes, I'll be home early, and we'll go someplace nice for dinner. Yeah, goodbye, dear. Come in.
Mr. Hunt, I want to talk to you about the costumes.
Well, what about them, Clarence?
I'll tell you, Mr. Hunt, I look after those costumes as I tend my own garden. But what am I to do? Every time I turn my back, rip. More mending.
Well, do something. Gwen Rogers looks like Raggedy Ann in that butterfly number.
Oh, that Gwen. She'd have a suit of armor and tatters in a week. I said to her the other day, listen, Miss
Look, Moffat, I don't want to hear any more about it. It's your job to see that the girls are perfect when they walk out on that stage. Gwen is supposed to look like a butterfly. Make her look like one.
Mr. Hunt, I'm not a magician.
Oh, I beg your pardon, Bert. I almost knocked you down.
All right, Clarence. May I come in, Mr. Hunt?
Well, you seem to be in. Well, what can I do for you, Miss Spear?
Well, I just talked to Margie in the dressing room. She told me of your great plans for her.
Oh, yes, yes.
Well, what I want to know is, are you on the level or are you up to some of your tricks again?
Oh, now listen, Myrtle. You accuse me wrongly. Can't you see that I'm merely trying to make amends to you? I'm just the same man you used to know and love.
You're the same man. But I didn't really know you then. And now I know I never loved you.
Myrtle, I'm doing these things for Margie only because I know you love her. She's a sweet girl, but she's not the only one who has talent. You're aloof, so I try to prove my sincerity to you by helping Margie.
Mm-hmm. Didn't Mr. Hayfield have something to do with it?
Well, I convinced Hayfield, and he approved my judgment. But, of course, one word from me, and he could have been convinced that he was wrong. Now, Myrtle, if we can be friends...
No, Mr. Hunt. We can't even be friends. Naturally, we'll have to meet here in the theater, and I'll try to be diplomatic. But Margie is in my care. If she can't look out for herself, I'll look after her. And I want it clearly understood that there are no strings attached to these plans you have for her, Brer Wolf.
Why, Myrtle, you've
so,
got the...
Mr. Hunt, you've decided to let me out of the show, have you? You're going to give the butterfly dance to that Minter kid.
Oh, but Vivian, I can't help it. It's by Hayfield's orders.
Hayfield's orders? Ha! Listen, you double-crossing rat, what about your plans for making me a star? So you're giving me the toss, are you? Well, little Vivian can take care of herself. And one of these days, Ray Hunt, you're going to pay for this, you hear? You'll pay for it, and you won't even have time to be sorry.
Well, goodbye, Mr. Hunt. And if you're playing any tricks on Margie, I'll double what Vivian just said.
Ye gods. Women! Come in!
Thank you, sir.
Well, who are you and what do you want?
I was just wondering, Mr. Hunt, if I could interest you in a life insurance policy?
No!
Well, from what I've just heard, you're going to need one.
Has warned Ray Hunt not to take advantage of Margie's youth. Vivian has threatened revenge for his double-crossing her. And Billy DeVere has been revealed as a blackmailer. It's a situation loaded with explosive possibilities. So be sure to hear the next chapter of the story of Mert and Marge. This is Andre Baruch speaking.